Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Ezra Pound. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore fascinating stories from the world's largest online encyclopedia, Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into the life and work of one of the most controversial yet influential figures in modern literature, Ezra Pound. Ezra Pound. Just hearing his name can spark a flurry of reactions within literary circles, and for good reason. He was a poet, a critic, and a polemicist, a vital force in the development of modernist poetry in the 20th century. But his life was not without its complexities and controversies, which leave us pondering the intersection of genius and morality. To begin our journey, let's set the stage with a glimpse into Pound's early life. Born in 1885 in a small town in Idaho, Pound's upbringing was far from what you'd expect for someone who would later shake the literary world. His curiosity for the written word ignited during his time at the University of Pennsylvania and later at Hamilton College. Picture a young, rebellious mind bursting with ideas, eager to challenge the status quo of the literary forms dominant at the time. And challenge he did. By the turn of the century, and with a move to Europe, Pound embedded himself in the literary scenes of London, Paris, and later, Italy. It was there that he became a champion of Imagism and Vorticism, movements that pushed the boundaries of how poetry was perceived and written. His works, Personae and the Pisan Cantos, illustrate his exceptional ability to blend classical references with modern themes, capturing the fragmentation of early 20th century life. Yet, there was a darker side to Pound that cannot be ignored. His vocal support for fascist regimes during World War II and the anti-Semitic ideology he propagated cloud his literary genius. His infamous radio broadcasts in support of Mussolini led to his arrest for treason and a subsequent trial that declared him unfit to stand trial. Instead, he spent time in a psychiatric hospital. Here lies a question for us, dear listeners. How do we reconcile the brilliance of Pound's literary contributions with his deeply flawed ideology? Can we separate the art from the artist, or should we evaluate his work within the context of his personal beliefs? Pound's ideas were not just limited to his political views, he was also a strong advocate for reforming the economic systems of the day. He viewed finance and usury with great suspicion, believing that they were oppressive forces that corrupted societies. It's intriguing to think about whether such views resonate in today's discussions on economic inequality and systemic flaws. Now let me share a story. Think of Pound mentoring a young T.S. Eliot, helping him refine The Wasteland, arguably one of the most seminal works in 20th century English literature. Without Pound's editorial hand, who knows what direction Eliot's masterpiece might have taken? Likewise, he was instrumental in shaping the works of other literary giants, such as James Joyce and Ernest Hemingway. Imagine the force of nature that was Ezra Pound as a conduit through which some of the greatest literary voices found clarity and purpose. How about another angle? Let's consider the artistic circles Pound built and nurtured in Europe. They buzzed with discussions about new art movements, radical politics, and the swirling tides of an ever-changing world. Think of these gatherings as the living, breathing manifestations of a new cultural era. Through these interactions, Pound's passion as a cultural crusader becomes unmistakably clear. Underneath it all, there is an undeniable pull towards the question of legacy. How will history remember Ezra Pound? Do his philosophical missteps overshadow his contributions to literature and culture? Or does his story serve as a cautionary tale on the dangers of marrying art with extremist ideology? Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a call to action. Take a moment to explore Pound's poetry. You might start with In a Station of the Metro, a two-line poem that distills his imagist ethos perfectly. Notice how those brief, vivid images capture a fleeting moment of connection amidst the chaos of life. As you read, challenge yourself to discern whether his artistry speaks to you outside of his political beliefs. As we reflect on Ezra Pound's life, we're invited to engage deeply with the art and to scrutinize it alongside the artist's personal convictions. It's a reminder of the complex relationship between creator and creation that continues to define our engagement with art today. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, and I look forward to exploring more intriguing stories from the world of knowledge in our next episode. Until then, stay curious and keep questioning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ezra Pound. Thanks for listening. See you next time.